Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
It seems to me that Nehemiah would have went on and on about how great God was and how shitty his people were.
Actually, it was Ezra.
Oh, Ezra did.
Nehemiah's book, yes.
Got it.
Yes, so I understand the confusion.
Yeah, the whole thing, even with the clarification, quote-unquote, that we did on Saturday's Q&A, it still confuses the hell out of me.
Yep, so. But it was Ezra. He was like, oh, God is so great, and oh, we suck so much.
Got it.
Yeah. That was pretty much it.
Okay. So that was Nehemiah chapter 9.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Nehemiah chapter 10.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Nehemiah chapter 10, but I'm starting at the end of chapter 9 because the section starts there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So here's the last sentence of chapter 9. In view of all this, we are making a binding agreement, putting it in writing, and our leaders, our Levites, and our priests are affixing their seals to it.
Okay. Yep.
Now we're moving on to chapter 10.
All right.
Those who sealed it were, and now I'm going to name a bunch of names. Ready?
How many Israelites does it take to seal a
fucking a thing?
A seal? Yeah.
To seal a seal.
We're about to get the answer.
Yes. Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hekaliah, Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Milkijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Merimoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Jinathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mizamin, Maziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah.
Is that
these,
it?
These
that,
were okay,
hold
just
on, hold
the
on.
Priests.
Hold on, that was just the priests?
That was just the priests.
Well, so far we got, I think it was 18.
18 priests.
Right, so 18 priests and, okay. And yeah.
Now we're going to do the Levites.
Okay, now the Levites.
Okay.
Yep.
Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their associates. Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalida, Peleah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakir, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Benenu.
We got 16 there. So 16 plus 18, that's like 20, 34. 34? So that's the answer.
Okay.
Just in case anybody cared.
No, because there's more.
Shit.
Yeah, the leaders.
I'm
going to
stop counting now because I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of fucking people to seal this envelope or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. Scroll. Seal the scroll.
This is a very large effort.
Well, here we go. The leaders of the people. Parash, Pathoth Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Asgad, Bebai, Adoniah, Bigvai, Adin, Ader, Hezekiah, Azer, Hodiah, Hashum, Bezai, Harif, Anathoth, Nebai, Magpiosh,
Jesus Christ,
Meshulam, Hazir, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jedua, Pelatiah, Hanan, and Naya.
The Bible endeavors to answer the question, can an entire chapter be filled with names and nothing but?
Yes, and the answer is yes. Hoshaya, Hananiah, Heshub, Hilahesh, Yon, Milkshake, Pilla, Shobek, Shoes and Socks, Rehum, Hashabna, Worcestershire Sauce, Messiah. I'm doing some callbacks.
Okay.
Mascara.
Yeah.
Ahaya. Hanan. Anon. Malik. Malisk. Elephant. Harem. And Banna.
Okay. I don't care about these people.
I don't either, but we have to read all of them to be able to say
we read the Bible. No, I know. Okay? These are rough.
Yeah, that was some names, okay?
Plus, I'm trying to quit smoking this week, so.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
For real. You got this, babe.
This is a little rough, like the names just
killed
me. Yeah,
I know. You got this, though. You're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, musicians, temple servants, and all who separated themselves from the neighboring peoples for the sake of the law of God, together with their wives and all their sons and daughters who are able to understand, all these now join their fellow Israelites, the nobles, and bind themselves with a curse and an oath to follow the law of God given through Moses, the servant of God, and to obey carefully all the commands, regulations, and decrees of the Lord our God.
Wait, they were bound together by a curse?
A curse and an oath.
That, okay.
A curse and an oath.
Okay.
I need to know more about those words.
Right? Yeah.
Why are you bound to God with a curse and an oath?
That's weird.
We promise, they continue, not to give our daughters in marriage to the peoples around us.
Because you don't want that commingling shit.
No commingle babies. Or take their daughters for our sons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't want no commingle babies.
Yeah, yeah.
When the neighboring peoples bring merchandise or grain to sell on the Sabbath, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or on any holy day. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Every seventh year, we will forego working the land and we'll cancel all debts. Boom. Back to the old days.
There you go. We're going right back to it.
Mm-hmm. We assume the responsibility for carrying out the commands to give a third of a shekel each year for the service of the house of our God, for the bread set out on the table, for the regular grain offerings and burnt offerings, for the offerings on the Sabbaths, at the new moon feast, and at the appointed festivals.
Yeah.
For the holy offerings, for sin offerings, to make atonement for Israel, and for all the duties of the house of our God. You said duties.
You said duties.
Mm-hmm. We, the priests, the Levites, and the people, have cast lots to determine when each of our families is to bring to the house of our God at set times each year a contribution of wood to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law.
We also
assume responsibility for bringing to the house of the Lord each year the first fruits of our crop and of every fruit tree.
I mean, it sounds like they're kind of harkening back to some of the Levitical laws here.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is interesting.
It's kind of cool, actually.
Right.
I mean, except for the xenophobia and racism and still with the slavery and the...
Right,
sexist ownership
there's
of
all,
women.
There's all that.
Right,
but I mean,
right.
I'm just saying, like, they haven't completely... Like, the storyline of the Bible, you know, is coming back around to that Levitical law.
Right.
When it had been forgotten for so many chapters, books, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. As it is also written in the law, we will bring the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, of our herds and of our flocks to the house of our God, to the priests ministering there. Moreover, we will bring to the storerooms of the house of our God, to the priests, the first of our ground meal, of our grain offerings, of the fruit of all our trees, and of our new wine and olive oil. And we will bring a tithe of our crops to the Levites, for it is the Levites who collect the tithes in all the towns where we work.
Well, good. Now that they've solidified the pay structure for the priests,
they
can start building a community again.
Mm-hmm. A priest descended from Aaron is to accompany the Levites when they receive the tithes. And the Levites are to bring a tenth of the tithes up to the house of our God, to the storerooms of the treasury. The people of Israel, including the Levites, are to bring their contributions of grain, new wine, and olive oil to the storerooms, where the articles for the sanctuary and for the ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the musicians are also kept. We will not neglect the house of our God. The end.
Okay. Yeah.
Blah. I guess not.
I didn't. There wasn't a whole lot to comment on that. I mean, like, there's a big shit ton of names, and yep, they're doing these things and they're tithing and they're like you said,
going back to the Levitical law.
Going back to Levitical law, yeah. And there's a lot of this isn't really story driven. They're just like, and they did this and they did that, and like, okay, and that took this many hundreds of people to write a fucking scroll,
right?
Okay. Sounds exciting.
Awesome.
All right. Anyway.
Very excited to be back under the original intent of God or whatever.
Yeah, right. Well, at least, you know, Nehemiah is.
Yeah.
And Ezra. So.
Yes.
Or whatever the case may be.
Whoever the chronicler is.
Right, right. All right. Well, that was Nehemiah chapter 10.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we'll be back with...
Nehemiah chapter 11.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.